Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest is Lee Martin, who is the president with Maslin Contract. Lee, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kemp. How are you?
I'm great. Good to be with you this morning. I want to talk to you about this news last week about your arrangement with Desso, a Netherlands company. We'll get into that in just a minute. First, let's talk a little bit about you. You've been in this business for almost 40 years, I believe.
Well, not quite that long, but almost.
Okay. What is it, 39?
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, you spent 16 and a half years at J&J, and what did you do prior to that?
I started my career at Milliken and went through manufacturing, corporate sales training, and then sales and sales management. Followed that with a stint at Mannington, where that company became Mannington Commercial. You may remember Chimera and the Triangle Books, right, and all that stuff. I was involved in that prior to J&J.
Okay.
And then before coming here.
Well, if I had to pick one word to talk about your background, it's regimented. I mean, you graduated from the Citadel, and then you went through that Milliken training program. I mean, what a great background.
It was good.
Yeah.
Very similar, though.
The team that you've been able to assemble, you and Dan Frierson, it's amazing. You've got David Hobbs, who came over from Interface, and Laura Compton, who comes in product design. So it's a pretty nice team, isn't it?
Yes, it's an exciting team, and it's people that they want to make something good happen, and it just benefits all of us to have people of that caliber as part of our organization.
Yeah, I saw you in Germany about 3-4 weeks ago. You looked like you had a pretty busy exhibit there at the show.
It was busy. That's a good opportunity for us to have all our European agents together. Mm-hmm. And they do have a pretty good customer following that comes there to see them. So, and we've always gone to Hanover, and it's just proved to be a good show for us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about this Desso thing. It was the news,
okay,
that you announced on Monday. And I guess there's basically two parts to it. You have an arrangement in hospitality. I guess it's a joint venture. And then you also have another arrangement in carpet tile. Tell us about the news, if you would.
Well, the hospitality JV is really the easiest to explain. Mm-hmm. Desso has, for quite a while, done a very good job with woven carpet in that hospitality segment. They have state-of-the-art weaving equipment. Their Axminster carpet is as beautiful as any I've seen. And they've done a good business here, but they've been confined strictly to public spaces and things of that nature with their visuals and their products. What they did not have are the tufted patterns that would give them a little more flexibility, like with rooms and maybe below that 4-star level that they tend to have lived in. And here we are, tufted pattern products that kind of do the other stuff.
Right.
And there was a real similarity in mindsets between the companies. So, you know, through a series of meetings, we saw the real upside potential of putting those two pieces of businesses together to address a market segment. And so that was the easy part of the JV. The distribution agreement is one where our sales team, our field sales team in the United States, will be handling select Desso modular products within the United States.
All right, so you have a core competency, and they have one, and so you come together. So will you be selling their woven products here, and they'll be selling your tufted products there?
In the United States, we took our sales team and theirs and combined them into one sales team.
Okay.
In Europe, it's more like the distribution arrangement we have with their tile in the United States. They are selling our products in Europe, but that is not part of the JV. But I'm excited about that because it gives us a lot of upside opportunity we did not have before.
Okay. And let's delve further into, I mean, you obviously are already in the carpet tile business. So what is the attraction for having an arrangement with them in the area of carpet tile?
Well, that's a good question. And they have been very, very successful in Europe, and they're either the top supplier of tile within Europe. It goes back and forth, I think, between they and Interface. But they've come a long way very quickly, and they've done it through their what they call cradle-to-cradle approach to business. And a part of that is designing and building products that improve the quality of the workplace. They have products like AirMaster, SoundMaster. I know this get a little repetitive, but that's how they market their products, Lightmaster, that as they go into the interiors environment, they're improving air quality, sound quality, things of that nature that we don't really focus that much on here. It's part of what we do, obviously, but it's not the focus that they have brought to that European market very successfully. And so we feel that there are products that we can market here that will be exciting to the designer, the end user in this country. It's more than just, you know, just changing the shape of your tile or something of that, of which there is a demand for all that. It's taking a step beyond that, and let's improve the workplace. And that's really the flag they're flying, and I think there's a market here. We're pretty excited about this.
Well, let's delve into that for just a minute, because I want to get into some details about that. I mean, you're telling me that they're an innovator. We see innovation here more in changing shapes, things like that, but they got this product called AirMaster, which they say minimizes the level of air particulates. And so this is not hype. They've actually done a lot of scientific research and come up with a carpet that does eliminate particulates more than our carpet does?
Well, it traps them at a more effective rate.
Okay.
I think versus hard surface, mm-hmm. it's, you know, it pulls 8 times the particulates to the floor and holds them. Mm-hmm. As far as just a pile carpet, it's 4 times greater. And they've done all this research into the different levels of, like, believe it or not, dust mm-hmm. and the things that are in the air that are very harmful. Mm-hmm. And then through study after study, they're showing those particles being trapped within different layers of carpet, and it has to do with their construction, of course, patented construction. And it's pretty exciting to read this stuff and see it. It's not just a marketing tool. They've got independents that have researched these products. Like I said, it looks like we have an opportunity to bring something different to the marketplace.
So with your 39 years of experience, you say there's some substance to their claims.
I feel there is, absolutely.
That's interesting. Okay. One last question. Just looking at 14 and your outlook for the commercial market, what's your crystal ball telling you it's going to be like?
Well, we had an incredibly strong year in 13. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you always roll into the next year anticipating that continuation of growth and all of that, which we have done. And then there's this thing called the weather. And I think if you talk to any of my counterparts across the industry, they'd say we're all slow out of the gates due to the weather. But we're running equal to last year at this time, probably ahead a little bit. But I think as the country warms up a little bit, there are a lot of exciting things out there and opportunities that we have. So I'm looking at 14 as being a very, very good year for the commercial carpet industry across the board, all of us that participate in this segment.
All right, great, Lee. It's good to talk to you again. We've been talking to Lee Martin, who's president with Maslin Contract, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.